Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Thursday, March 31st, 2011. Israeli troops kidnapped four Palestinians. Meanwhile, Israeli settlers attacked Palestinian vehicles in the West Bank. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli forces kidnapped this morning four civilians in the Hebron area, including a member of the Palestinian parliament. Troops invaded the city in the morning hours and broke into the house of Mohammed Badr from the Islamic Change and Reform parliamentary bloc of Hamas and took him to unknown destination. Israeli troops also invaded the nearby town of Beit Umar and kidnapped three civilians. The three young men were identified as Nidal Zaakik, 19, Mohammed Zaakik, 16, and Sheikh Daadi, 18 years old. The three were seen handcuffed, blindfolded, and were taken to unknown location. Mohammed Awad, media spokesman of the National Committee Against the War and Settlements, confirmed that the Israeli military continued to close the entrances of the town of Beit Umar for the ninth consecutive day because of the ongoing nonviolent resistance to the construction of the wall and settlement. In the northern West Bank, Israeli settlers attacked a number of Palestinian vehicles with stones and empty bottles near Jenin on Thursday. A number of civilians were wounded as a result of the shattered glass, witnesses said, adding that some other bypassers were also wounded. The wounded were hospitalized and their wounds were reported as moderate. Local sources in Jenin told media that the settlers came from the illegal settlement of Mabudutan near the city. In a separate incident, a Palestinian woman was hospitalized after she was stoned by Israeli settlers near Al-Jalazon refugee camp near the West Bank city of Ramallah. Rola Al-Kawasmi, 36, was attacked while driving her car by Israeli settlers and suffered moderate wounds, according to medical sources. Also in the West Bank, Israeli police and Secret Service broke into the house of Jawad Siam, a Palestinian nonviolent activist and photographer, and searched it. Siam said there was no one at home when police broke the front door and entered the house. Siam was under house arrest for some time, but the order was lifted by the Israeli Magistrate Court on Wednesday. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hossam Kassif and me, George Rishmawi.